Right, so can you tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, where you were born and...
To begin with, I was first christened Robert Easton, but I never ever got Robert or Bob. I was always known as Bobby Easton, even as a teenager and even as a full grown up. I was born at a place called Bridge End in Wales on the 21st of June 1921, and I can only presume that my father worked on a dam there in Wales. I had my first birthday in London, and along with me, mother and father and sister, we moved to a place called Ewden Valley, just outside Sheffield, which was another dam. From there, in 1929, when I was 8 years of age, we moved to Burnbanks.
Right.
And we lived in a house which was number 30, a big house, known as a big house, number 30. But we didn't always live there. Early in the 30s, for what reason I wouldn't know, we moved to number 27. And my mother had a boarding house, she was responsible for 13 men. And 13 men, and there was 6 bedrooms down one side of the corridor and 7 down the other. And the other one was bedded by 7 with a bathroom. And they had a communal room at the end of that corridor. And they had the dining room where they got their meals to use for playing cards and dominoes and things like that.
So what did they use the communal room for?
The communal room was for drying the clothes and just sitting and talking. And if the chap come to cut the hair, one lodger would say, get the hairdresser to come and cut 2 or 3, you know, we didn't just wouldn't come for one.
Mm-hmm.
So they used it for that. And from that, they got all the meals in that dining room. My mother was responsible for washing the clothes, making the meals for them, putting up the baits for work, and she always kept a good table. I can always see her roast meat pies, followed by fruit pies, rice puddings, milk puddings, of all kinds. Along with my sister, I went to Bampton School, and we used to go on the bus round about 8, but we had to walk back. Unless it was a Tuesday and you might get a bus on a market day. And the headmaster there at that time was a chap called Dubby Thornton, who was assisted by Maggie Winster from Shap, Ethel Noble, Marjorie Longstaff, who lived at night, and a chap called Billy Preston, who was eventually killed in the RAF.
Mm-hmm.
From Bampton School, around the world, my sister left at 14, but I won a scholarship and went to Briggs's Commercial School, which was in Brunswick Road, Penrith, for about 2 years.
Did your sister go to school in Penrith, or did
no,
she?
No, my sister left to work, and she was the first one to open the shop, which belonged to Douglas's. She actually worked in there before she left school, but she did work at 14 and selling papers and cigarettes for all the men going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mother was mainly full time. That was her occupation, looking after these men and looking after our family. And she probably, her working day would be from about 5 in the morning to about 10 at night. And my father was employed in the joinery department. Now the dam was made of concrete, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and the shutting was put up for the concrete. And he was responsible for all the bolts that held the shuttering, and he had to make sure that all the nuts and bolts were oiled and greased so that they could be taken out and used again.
Right.
But also on top of that, in his recreation, he did look after the recreation room where they played billiards and snooker and cards and dominoes again. Mainly used a lot more in the winter than the summer, because in the summertime he also looked after the tennis courts and the bowling green.
Mm.
But when he was out of work, when the dam was stopped for 2 years and 4 months.
When was that?
About in the 30s, I would think, 31, 32,
uh-huh,
I think.
Uh-huh.
And he worked 1 week in 3 then. And that was and that week that they did work, they had to do everything. They couldn't just pick the job, they had to do empty dustbins, check fire hydrants, sweep the roads, everything.
What, why did it stop?
Like a fire, and that was like a, you know, the country itself was in a bad state.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. My mother, she, I think she went to the what they call the Women's Guild, but what she did, the one job I do know, that the billiard tables in dancer with entertainment with concerts, pictures, dancers, big dancers, 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock, which was supper dancers, and they used to cover the snooker tables with the boards, and my mother was responsible for the supper entertainment. Well, as a boy I was always interested in cricket, football, tennis. My mother always saw I had a football or a cricket bat, and everybody joined in. But had a lot of good friends, you know, Sullivans and Thompsons and Morgan. Well, but most of them lads joined up before I did in the forces.
And did you go to school with most of them?
I went to most of school with them, and to school with the chaps like Ronnie Ironmarsh and Colin Bell that used to go to Mardale School. They went to Mardale School, and they joined, but eventually when they came to Bampton School, mm, when everything was closed down, the church and the Dumbull and everything, yeah, mm-hmm, went to school with them.
Mm-hmm. So where did they live in Burnbanks when they came?
No, they lived in farms and between Burnbanks and Mardale.
All right.
Until they moved out of the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like being in school? Do you remember much about it?
I was a good master. I didn't no trouble for me going to school there. And he had two sons. One was John and one was Hugh. And Hugh had like some illness, some skin disease, and didn't tend to, times he was off school when I finished my lessons. He used to send me in to play with him, where I should have been at school. Yeah. But yeah, it was an enjoyable life at Burnbanks, and there was always something going on. It was a big thing to go to Penrith on a Saturday to the pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
could you tell me a little bit more about your house? I mean, was it warm?
Well, house,
and
it was warm. Well, it's warm in summer and cold in winter, and it was made up of like concrete slabs, iron slabs, covered with concrete and fastened together with a wood brace in between,
mm-hmm,
and 10 tests inside. And there was 13 rooms and a bathroom, that was 14, 15 a communal room, big dining room which we shared with the lodgers, and a kitchen and a bathroom off that, our own lounge and two bedrooms off that lounge. There was 21 rooms in all.
Good lord, it was big, wasn't it? Mm. Did you have your own room?
We had our own room, yes. Yeah. Our sitting room.
Did you have your own bedroom?
I had to share a bedroom, but my sister had her own bedroom because mm-hmm, I was only young then.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But my mother was never short of men, really. So, mind, the people that came there to work were real tough, rough diamonds, rough navvies, and you know, they'd walk the roads for work, looking for work, and you know, there was lots like Marmalade Joe and Stafford Dick and Lincoln Bob. They're all hard, tough, you know, hard clothes, and they used to when they went drinking, not for an hour or 2 days, they'd go for a fortnight. And my mother would go and wake them up and go, "Oh, I'll go tomorrow. But they never caused any trouble. There were never any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
They didn't get the sack at work.
No, they never got sacked. No.
Mm-hmm. Was it easy to get men to come and work there? Do you remember that
They were looking for a lot. After it started again, after the stop, it stopped for 2 years and 4 months, a lot of Workington, Cumberland people, almost local people came mm-hmm. to work. People that never had a work before. You know, I remember Alfie Bell coming, I think he was 28, and he'd never worked in his life till he came there. Mm.
Yeah.
And my father was did a good football team, and he was secretary for a time, and that kept me interested. I was always keen. I always used to go away with them, and my mother used to do the washing for them on top of all the other washing she did.
But, what about health care? Did you have a doctor?
You had Dr. Prentice. Mm-hmm. Dr. Prentice used to come from Shapen. As far as I know, he used to come every Saturday. And it was up the back road. It was like a little place where he used to go. And he got and then did a nurse. There's always a village nurse. Mm-hmm. Like there is today, I think.
So what did you do for medicines and things? Did your mum have a lot of sort of homegrown stuff?
I know it was, if you went to Dr. Prentice, it was nearly always iodine or things.
Yeah. What about church? Did you?
Church, yes, there was church. We used to go. Mum used to make sure I went to church, and it was Church of England 1 week, as far as I remember, and Methodist the other. Mm-hmm. And I can remember Mr. Darg from Thornthwaite Hall, and the schoolmaster Dougie Thornton, and Bailey from Shap. I think there was a butcher. They used to come and preach, and. Yeah, I can remember going at 6:30, that's when my mother would be free to go after they'd had their meal at night. And, yeah. So it's very good. And my sister, I think she ran Sunday school for a while as she got older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have music in church?
Oh, yes, and the music, I really think Louis used to play a bit. And, yes, it all. That's right,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about just going back to school for a bit? What can you remember anything about the games you used to play in the playground?
Well, you played Tiggy and hopscotch and one of the things we did play, not in school, but we used to happy to have a big either a car or a lorry tower tyre and go with a piece of wood just banging your as if you were a bus. Yeah, but.
What about the woods? Because there's quite a lot of woods around there.
Well, we used to play in the woods, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you climb
make
trees?
Dens, and make dens. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, make dens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about holidays? Did you have any holidays?
No, I can't remember my mother and father ever having a holiday, but my mother and I, my sister and I used to go to London and stay with relations because my parents were Londoners in the first mm-hmm. place. So I used to go there during summer. We used to get 4 weeks then. Most of that time was spent in London. But anything they got was like day trips, like anybody organised a trip to Morecambe or Lakes in the village, they'd go on them, that's about all.
Were you unusual going away like that? I mean, did most of the children...
No, a lot of them didn't, mm-hmm. no. Because mm-hmm. I took one lad with me 1 year, I took Billy Thompson with me.
And he was your best friend of yours?
That's right, yes, I said, will you? So we took him, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm.
What did he think of it? Because it must have been ever so different.
Oh, it was excellent. Oh, yeah, we had a good time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you sort of show him all the summits?
That's right, yes. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, good. Mm. Yeah, we got about a bit.
Mm. What about special celebrations? Do you remember things about Christmas or Whitsun or Easter?
Oh, Christmas. Well, we used to have our Christmas dinner together, at night, but at Boxing Night and for 2 or 3 nights after that, we always used to go to Thompson's or Sullivan's, and families met up and had a really mm-hmm. We had a good mm-hmm. get together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easter, well, you were always dressed up in your good clothes and that, you know. Mm. Mm. Mm.
And you said about
then after the tail end, but I was one of the last to be called up. Most of them, I had to take some of those houses down, and they were transported all over. People right. bought them, and we should take them down for them. And then they were taken to Shap, went by rail, or some went by lorry.
Would they be bought by individual people?
That's right. There are two at Shap, you know, Shap Village, Granite.
Oh, yes.
Two there.
That came from Burbank.
They came from Burbank, that's right. Yeah.
So what sort of year are we talking about now?
Well, I joined up in 42. We'd be 40 to 42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So was that after the dam was built?
Well, it was just about finished then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they dismantled a lot of houses.
That, oh yeah, we did have to take a lot. I have to take a lot down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then there was the canteen, and we never shut. The dance hall was one of the best round in the area. Mm, well, now we used to get busloads from Penrith coming out for them.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of music did you have?
Well, it was bands, about a four-piece band. There was Kitchens from Penrith, and there was Jackson's from Thirlmere, and there was Wishart's from Penrith. I remember them. Mm. But I didn't start going until I was a little bit older.
How old would you have been?
About 16 or 17. A lot went before me. My mother was upset because I wouldn't go, and when I went, it was wrong. I'd done the wrong thing. I was never in.
Did your mum and dad go to the dances?
Oh, my mother supplied the supper.
But did she dance as well?
Oh, no, she was too busy.
Oh, right.
Too busy, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there was sixpenny hops on a Friday. Yeah.
Sixpence?
Mm, yeah. And fivepence for a pint of beer. There was a class end. There was a one for the workers, and then there was a one for the... superannuated people, I'd say.
In the pub.
Oh,
in
the little canteen.
I see,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That chap went to live in Bampton Grange, did Colin Cannon. He took the farm, little farmers, he'd go around Bampton behind the Crown of Martin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still there.
So did you think there was a lot of class distinction in the village?
There was a little bit, not much. Not a lot, I wouldn't think. No. But there's some did go in there. It was a real good, happy life, really good. Mm. Yeah. And then there was houses holding three families and four, I think. My sister's land was in one of four, I think. Then there was twos. There was two.
What do you mean? They used to have a room?
No, there was one block was made up of two houses.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm. Ours was made up of, 21 rooms.
Mm. Mm. So yours would have been the biggest house in the village.
Yeah, there was, as I know, there was my mother, and there was Thompson's, and there was Sullivan's, and there was Ridout. That was about the four, there might have been five. Or Toons, did I say Toons? There's five, I think, as far as a big house.
So did they take lodgings as well?
That's right, they were all big houses, right. What they call them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they were built specially for lodging.
Actually, I think my mother picked up her knowledge from when she was at Uden Valley. She worked for somebody who had a big house like that, and she confidence to go and work for herself then at Burbank's.
Right.
And then she, girls working for her, there was a girl called Gladys Jackson come to work for her.
Did she make much money?
No, she didn't. No, she left. I think when anything was wound up after she died, I think she left my sister £250 and me £250.
Yes.
That's all she made out of all that hard slog. Mm. And she used to look after money for different people.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. Lincoln Bobby was a bit of a boozer, I think. And she said, if you give me your money, I'll look after it. She did. And he stayed with her for a long time, didn't he, Lincoln Bobby? Yeah, it was a hard life. Weird. She was happy.
I was going to say that.
Yes,
did she seem happy? And your dad?
My dad was. I'm not saying he was a good dad, but he was not interested in me like my mother was.
Mm-hmm.
On a Friday night after, that was when she got all her money from the lodges she had.
Mm-hmm.
I would find birds' nests when I was a lad, and
right.
I'd take her out for a walk and show her different birds' nests. And I can also remember when my first pay was £16.04.
And so where did you work then?
I worked at Burbank's.
Right.
And I worked in the store department.
And
where they distributed it, I'd be about 15, I would think. And it was 16 and fourpence. And the fourpence would just buy a Mars bar. And I was bought with my mother a Mars bar every week.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, it was good. It was a happy time. It was a happy village. It was like a little town.
Uh-huh.
You didn't want for anything. And you didn't want to be doing... You played your entertainment. Pictures and concerts and dances. And you'd obviously stand out on the bottom road and talk. High nights like this was very good.
Was that with your friends?
That's right, yeah. Yes.
What about your mum?
People that was a lot older than me.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. What about your mum? Did she have friends in the village?
Oh, yes, plenty. Yeah, she had plenty of company. Mrs. Barsley and Mrs. Thompson and Sullivan. Oh, they were all friends together.
Did they used to have tea parties, or what did they do? Did they go into each other's houses?
Well, we used to go into each other's houses. We went into one of those houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like this woman's guild, I think, as far as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And because there was the scouts and cubs and things like that when we were younger. Mm-hmm.
In Birnbach itself?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a sixer in the cubs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who took you?
A lad called John Texter. He went down in the RAF. He was a... I was out there, but the wireless operator, I think, and he went down the area.
Did he?
Yeah.
So do you remember a lot of your friends were killed in the war, were they? Or?
Well, Harry Thompson, yeah, he went down on the HMS Exeter. He was a full-time Navy man. One was invalided out, George Thompson. I went to meet John Texter. I was in the RAF in Norfolk, and he wasn't so far away, and I went to meet him at a place called Thetford one night, and we arranged to meet, and I waited and waited, never come up, he never came to see me, and he'd been shot down.
Oh my goodness. It's a difficult time, isn't it, really? And you said you played sports, didn't you? You played football.
Played cricket, I didn't play football for the team, but we played every night. Well, football, when it was light nights, we played, kicked the ball about for hours and hours. Just went on for 2 or 3 hours. Yes, it was no. And say if there was 14 of you to start with, and you were 7 aside, and then as one come, one went on that side, and the next one went on the other side, so you finished up 12-12.
Whereabouts did you play?
Down at the bottom, right opposite the village, was a field next to the bowling green, and we used to kick about in there and play cricket on there as well. Rough. Yeah.
And you said you had tennis courts as well?
Oh, tennis courts, with two tennis courts. I played tennis all 1 year. I played with a lad called Billy Thompson, who played with Mrs. Jewell and Ada Preston, who used to live in the mill at Bampton. Yeah, every Saturday we used to have a foursome.
So did they teach you really to
play? Well, I picked it up and, you know, we used to make it a good game.
Super. And what sort of clothes did you wear, you know, to play sports? Can you remember? I mean, did you have all the right stuff?
No, I was just playing ordinary clothes, unless you were in the football team, and then play cricket team, and then you're in like flannels and white shirt.
So anyone that was in a team really.
Oh yeah, but the football team had a full strip, like, because my mother used to wash them.
And who did you play against?
Oh, Shap. Football was Shap, Keswick, Ullswater, Ambleside, Pennine Rangers, Lazenby. Yeah, played all the local teams.
So you'd either go to their...
Oh, yes, their team. Home and away.
Right. How did you get there,
by bus.
You had a
private bus.
Right. Mm. So somebody organised that?
That's right, my dad did it when he was secretary. He had to arrange for one. Yeah. Then somebody else took over from him. They weren't such a good side when my dad was secretary, but after it started, about, 1937, 38, 39, we won the senior cup, we beat Shap in the final, and we drew 2-2 at Kendal, at Netherfield, Parkside, but we beat them at Appleby 2-0 in the replay.
And you were in the team?
I wasn't in the team.
You weren't in the team?
No. I was just a spectator.
So can you just tell me again, what's the first thing you remember about Birnbach's when you arrived? Because you were only 8, you said.
I was 8, yeah. I would say just making new friends, I would think. Looking for friends, I would think. And going to school. I mean, I had to go to school. Because when I first started, there was only the old school there, then eventually they made the bit that extend a new one. Because, and another thing, we had a dog. We probably didn't have a dog at Sheffield, but that's one of the things I do remember. Yeah, and they called her Bess. Yeah, you've actually got a certificate, I think, where my dad had to get a permit to keep one.
Oh, right.
And it was on that exhibition we went about the other day. Because I was surprised, what's this Charles Easton? And it was, probably you couldn't keep one without.
I think you had to have a dog licence in those days.
But it wasn't a dog licence. It was a permit just to keep one.
At Burnbanks?
That's right, you weren't allowed to keep one. Yeah, that's right.
I suppose they wanted to keep track of the.
That's right,
numbers.
Who kept dog, that's right. And of course they thought that Burnbanks would be a rough place, and they'd want two or three policemen, but there was only one man there, that was PC Hostel.
Oh, right.
Maybe I'll say 66.
And he had a dog?
He had an Alsatian, big Alsatian, and he looked after things, and there was never much trouble at Burnbanks.
I suppose it'd be difficult to get out of the place, really, if you were making trouble, wouldn't it?
That's right. I can't remember anybody being in trouble with the law. And there were, because of those days, there was no cars neither. They were, unusual. Mm. It's all bikes.
So did people lock their houses and things?
Not like, well, they didn't either. It's a happy village.
What about the gardens? Did you grow vegetables?
Had allotment. Did have allotment for a while. That was just not so far away from the tennis courts. And Easter Friday, well, Good Friday, and that was always putting potatoes in and that. But he never was a big gardening man, wasn't my dad, I don't think. And we'd tell you what we got vegetables from the school, Libby Thornton. Made part of the field into allotments, and you put two lads to each one, and especially when the dam was closed and that was hard times, they used to let us take vegetables cheap and potatoes home and sell them.
So when did you actually leave Burnbanks?
I left in 42. And I was away about 3.5 years, and I came back in 45. And I would have more or less leave then to get married, 45, where we lived at Askham. But I was always in touch. You visited my sister and my mother frequently,
So did your wife come from Burnbanks?
She came from Askham.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
So where did you meet?
Oh, I met at a dance at Askham.
Did she used to come to Burnbanks to dance as well?
Yes, she did. Yes, that's right. Come home. Yes. And then she joined up before I did. She went on the aircraft factory at Liverpool. We worked at Naples at Liverpool on aircraft parts.
Did a lot of the young people from Burnbanks join up either in the forces or
I can remember Billy Thompson and Thomas Morgan. And Billy Jackson, all those people joined before, and I felt awful because I was left at home. But they must have, the authorities just said, well, we're doing a good job taking these houses down, I suppose. That was it. But then I did go in about June 1942. 21.
Right. So did you volunteer eventually?
No, they called me up.
So what about your parents? When did they leave Burnbanks? Did they stay there?
My mother stayed there. My dad died just after we married in 1946.
Still living at Burnbanks?
He was living at Burnbanks, but he died in Carlisle Infirmary. My mother died.
Was he still working when he died?
Yes, he would be.
In Burnbanks?
That's right, yeah. As far as I know, he'll be working.
And what did your mum do? Because everybody would have left by then.
Oh, she was, yeah, that's right. All her men had gone, and then she was, yeah, she lived in a smaller house then, house for two. She moved.
Mm.
I can't remember what number it was. No, 55, I think.
Mm. And she still...
She lived next door to my sister.
Right.
That's right, my sister and my mother lived in a block.
Mm-hmm.
For the house each.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what did your sister do? You said she worked in the shop for a bit.
She worked in the shop for a bit, then she didn't do much, did she? She was just a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because her husband, after the dam finished, he went to work for Shap Granite.
So did they meet in Burnbanks?
Yes, well he was a lodger with my mother.
Ah,
came from West Cumberland.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the chief engineer, Mr. Jameson, was on the Prisoners' Aid Society, and you got people from all over Manchester. I know two lads that stayed with my mother. They came from Ancoats in Manchester.
Had they been prisoners then?
No, but I think some did come out of prison. Mm. But he'd help to get people work, and because Easter time and Christmas, those chaps went home. Our house was nearly empty. Badly hardened navvies that didn't have a place to go to, they stayed, and my mother provided food for them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having about 13, you could have had about 4, that's all, at Christmas. Right. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Did you used to have a Christmas tree and things? Can you remember?
No, I can't remember a Christmas tree. Decorations.
Right. Mm. Right.
Might have had a small Christmas tree. But... And I think those days, the superannuated staff were all right, but all the other men, we worked Monday to Friday and Saturday till dinner time. And every 6 months on a Saturday, you were kept at home. You weren't asked not to go to work because that's probably something to do with pension schemes and that, you know, you weren't on the permanent staff, you're only temporary.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, every 6 months you got sacked.
Gosh.
Mm. Then started again.
Mm-hmm. 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 What sort of wages did you get from
that? 16 shillings and four.
Oh,
right.
That's right.
That's
yes.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And you said your house was warm in the summer, but not very
not
warm.
Not too. No. Mm. And there was a big stove that we used. For that chimney breast, and with rings which you could take off and put your pans on, and you fed it from the front with coal and that, you know.
Right, so you cooked on coal.
That's
really?
Right, yes.
Cooked by coal.
Yeah, really? Tailors from Penneth used to deliver our coal, and all the other food was provided by butchers. And bread men used to come round.
Mm.
My mother never went shopping.
Did she not?
No, it all came to you.
Oh, right.
It all came to vans. Yeah.
Would that be every day or once a week?
Oh, Arrington's, I used to come, I think, twice a week, come on a Saturday. And they used to try and avoid different days, like Arrington's used to have a shop up Castlegate, kitchens were in Boroughgate, and then there was the Corp, they used to come with meat. Douglas's and Tilly, there's a van from Southworth used to come from Shap. Mm. They came with a general store.
Mm. What about if the weather was, do you remember bad winters?
Oh, winters. Oof, I walked to Askham for bread. Yeah, that would be 1940, I believe. 40. I remember Joe walking to Askham. Oh yeah, cut snow out on the concrete road to keep that road open. Yeah, everybody went on snow cutting then.
Really?
Oh yes, everybody. Yeah. On the road from Burnbanks to Shap, Gravit, on the concrete road.
Mm-hmm.
November cutting snow on there.
Gosh, it must have taken...
Mm, bit of job to get to school.
Yeah. Mm. Must have taken a long time to cut the snow on there.
It did, yeah it did.
Mm. How many feet would the snow be sometimes?
Oh, 4 or 5 feet, I think. Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's in bad way. That was about 40, in the 40s, I think, wasn't it? Was that after the war, though, wasn't it? I can't remember much before the war. That was after the war.
Right.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So the shopping people would still come, would
they?
Oh,
yes, they'd try and get up. Oh, yes, yes. As far as I remember, yes. And then there was Leslie Layton and Miss Fred Layton from Chapley on like a store for clothes at a drapery department. It was on the back road near the general store at the top.
That was in Birnbank?
In Birnbank, on the back road, yeah.
See?
Further down was a little battery place where your wirelesses were done by battery then, and you had to take your batteries, your accumulators, to get charged up.
Mm-hmm.
A lad called Harry Turnwood after that.
Mm. So what sort of clothes could you get there?
Oh, suits and jackets and trousers, yeah. But it didn't keep open very long. It tells you in that book about it, doesn't it?
Did it not do very well, really?
No, I don't think it did so well, no.
People hadn't got lots of money, perhaps, had they, or...?
No, they weren't so bad after you got started up again after. But there was a rough spell. We were fortunate during that spell, because my mother had about four lodges. She hadn't, all the other men had gone, but at that time they were building the tunnel from Burnbanks, well, Endy Horswater to Long Sleddle, and so four men staying there. They were very good with us. And very good. They used to take us out, fellas, well paid.
Where did they take you out to?
Go to Penrith. Yeah, my mother and mother says, come on, you want to get ready. And the men would take me dad to a pub for a drink and they'd give me mother money for my sister and I to go to pictures with them.
How did you go, in a car?
On a bus. Yeah, there was, if you went on 7 o'clock bus, you came back on 11 o'clock, you went to second house picture. But yeah, the bus, there was 8 o'clock bus, 11, quarter to 11, quarter to 2, on a Saturday, quarter to 4, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And 11 o'clock.
And there'd be a lot of people on the bus?
Oh, yeah, two or three buses together. On 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Yeah. If you're looking for somebody, then somebody might tell you, oh, they thought the next one. Yeah, it used to be Colston's, and then it got over to Harness's. Colston's used to live in Burrogate, opposite the court.
Do you remember how many people there lived in Burnbanks then, at the height of it? There must have been a lot.
Well, there were 66 houses, but I can't read what, 200 or 300 if not. There was a lot of work anyway, for one thing. A few workmen. Then there was people at Bampton, and these places used to work at Horswater, you know.
So what were the roads like then in Bampton?
Oh, they were just narrow and
Burnbanks.
Not too bad, but they were just narrow. There wasn't the roads from Burnbanks to Bampton. It got better as you got to Askham, I think. But when we were going to Penrith, we always felt happy we got through Helton, and it was a better windy road through Butterwick and them places.
So when you left to Burnbanks, you said you left after you got married. Why did you leave, really? I mean,
I went to work for Bob Rea then in Penrith, and then I worked for him not very long, and then I joined the railway in 1949, I think. I did 31 years on the road.
So there wouldn't have been work for you in Burnbanks
No, you're more like permanent staff really. Then. Yeah, no, it was finished. That's right.
And what do you think about Burnbanks now?
Well, I still like to go back, although I don't go. I go back when it's down as well, when the water's been down. I still have a soft spot for Burnbanks and Askham. I could live there. The only thing is, you've got to have a car. There were no cars then, you just relied on buses. But now it's all, I don't think there is a bus service there now, is there?
Once a week, I think.
Once a week, is it?
Just at the...
I always fancied living at Clifton, because I could see that from the railway where I worked.
Oh, right, Is there anything else do you think we've missed? I mean, do you think we've talked about so many interesting things?
After you've gone, I should have said that.
Can you think about anything else?
Well, if ever my mother went on a holiday, out at all, it would be a day trip to the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, I can remember my dad organising one to Windermere, and it was the Sunday before Sir Henry Seagrave went down on the boat on the lake, and he was trying to break the record. Blackpool Illuminations, or Morecambe Illuminations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that would have been a Sharaban bus.
Oh yeah. I can remember Ali Holmes running a flat lorry through the week carrying stuff, and then he'd put a body on it and he could only get it on one side, and everybody had to fire down, like move down. It was like a proper Sharaban with doors. And then Colson's, I can remember lorries and that there. I can remember Bob Holmes going with his horse and cart on the dam. Mm. I was going over, I was talking to you one night, I said, I'll have to leave you, Bob, I'm going for a bath. He said, bath? What's a bath? He didn't know what a bath was.
Where did he live then? He lived
in Burnbank. Yes,
oh, I see.
Yes, Bampton. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So people coming to Burnbanks to start with must have felt it was real luxury.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And did you have a bath in Sheffield or where you lived?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. Oh, I think we would have.
Yeah. Because
when them days, there were oil lamps then. There was no electricity at Burnbanks.
Uh huh.
There was like them lamps, Aladdin lamp things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But even my mother and I had a life, I feel sorry for her.
Mm. How did you heat the bath water? What did you? Did you have a tub? You had a proper bath.
Yeah. It must have been hot water. But
was it electric, do you remember, or was it cold? No. Well, you said there wasn't any electric.
It must have been coal, I would think.
Because
I remember getting bags and bags of coal.
You said you cooked by coal.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Oh, we did. Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember when the electricity came?
Yeah, I can't remember. No, I wouldn't know. I know, I'm sure it was lamps where we first went up there. No oil lamps.
Mm-hmm. What about the telephones? No telephone.
No, you had to go to a kiosk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you have a kiosk?
Oh yeah, with a kiosk, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you remember using the phone?
I used to ring Dorothy. Rang Dorothy. Because, funny part about it, when I was going with Dorothy, her house was also the police station. Because they're the lodger, P.C. Borland.
Mm-hmm.
And so... And more often not, he answered it. And
this was in Ascot.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, "Is Dorothy there?" And he'd go through and say, "It's yours." And then, "Oh yeah, mm-hmm. PC Ball." And yeah.
Have you still kept in touch with anyone that you knew from Burnbanks when you were young?
Not really, no. I once put that photograph I'll give you, that Horsewater photograph, in the Herald, and a chap called Jules lives at Bolton got in touch with me, didn't he? He was one of the Jules, because there was a Jewel that worked in the two big machines, or three machines, that used to provide, they used to provide electricity from there, you know, I think, or heating. Right, electric for the... I wonder if I'm right about that. I think evidently there was the big... it tells you in that book about these machines that provided electricity for the work. And there was a Mr. Jewel worked in there, and there was a Jewel that worked on the cranes. And this one of these Jewels got in touch with me when they saw that photograph in the Herald. If that was electricity. It runs in my mind we did have oil lamps when we first went there, then we must have electricity later on.
Mm-hmm. 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 Do you remember, did people grow flowers and things in the garden as well, or was it just vegetables?
Oh, mainly vegetables, I would think. For those men, you know. We must have flower gardens, yes, some of them around the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you get anybody coming on holiday to Burnbanks? Or
not really. No, with no room to put anybody up. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. My mother did later on when I left. Mm-hmm. But that can't, you know, people used to go and stay with her, but then she'd have plenty of room because Ben left, you see. Mm-hmm. They had to go and find work somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They'll get paid up, everything, mm-hmm. I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were on railway, from the dam to the quarry, where the fellas in that quarry getting stone out and things like that, you know.
So you never heard of any of the children that you'd been at school with?
No,
how they got on?
No, never been in touch with any school, no. No, they've all disappeared. There was two chaps that came to live not very far from here. Billy Toon and Harry Toon, and they're both mentioned in there. And we used to meet them, and then Billy died, and about 2 years ago, Harry died, didn't he? That's the only two I know at Burnbanks.
And that book's called The Lost Village of Mardale,
isn't
it?
That's right. Yes, that's right, yeah.
And who's it by? W.
Mitchell, I think.
W. Mitchell, is it? Right. Because you're mentioning there, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and it mentions the Jewels and Big Billy Toon and Little Billy Toon. Yeah, remember them. Yeah, they live not very far away. But their house has been sold.
You've obviously got very happy memories of
Burnbanks, yeah. One of the best parts of my life, yeah. I used to go catching tadpoles with jam jars and things like fishing and getting tickling trout and things like that. Yeah, seesaws and swings and yeah.
Where did you have all those?
Oh, in the village itself.
Well, they'd be handmade, would they?
Oh, that's
like the
right,
men
yeah.
in the village
yeah.
would make them for
that's
you.
That's right,
yeah.
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 Yeah, in the schoolyard, I think we used to play tiggy and run around chasing one another. And I know I remember playing hopscotch.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Because
yeah.
that's usually... Did all the boys play?
Well, I remember playing because I used to like throwing stone into different numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls. Oh, I'd have played with girls with that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have Christmas parties and that at Christmas time. There's like nearly always something going on at Burnbank there.
Did your sister enjoy her time there?
I think so, yes. We used to visit her later on in life, but she went blind eventually.
Did she? Did she stay in Burnbanks then?
Yeah, she stayed in Burnbanks.
Till she died?
She went into, where did she go first? Into Croft Avenue. Croft Avenue at what they call it?
Rose
Lodge. And then they moved her to the hospital and she died there.
So can you just tell me again, your dad, you said, was 62 when he died, and
mother,
your mum was
76.
And your sister wouldn't have been so old.
She was 5 years older than me, and she'd be what?
1988.
So that's... She was born in 1916. She'd be 72. Her husband was working for a lad called Ronnie Murray from Demon Bridge. I think he was just lost his wife. And they were working in a house on the back road.
At Burnbanks.
And it was a Monday morning. And he worked for this, besides working together at Haweswater, they worked, Ronnie did a lot of jobs, what I call foreigners, working for his own.
Yes.
And he worked on a bungalow just through Butterwick.
Mm.
You go through Butterwick, but not very far, and this bungalow stands back in the field. And they did that, and she also says, I'm going to start my own house and clean that out. It was good to his sister. And this Monday they went to work in a house on the back road, coming back from 66, it'd be in his 60s I would think, and it was a Monday morning and Ronnie was in the living room and he was in the kitchen mixing some plaster, and there was a bump, and Ronnie said, "Oh, go on, you silly, but get yourself up," and he was stone dead.
Good luck.
And last year, prior to Gene Holmes' funeral, we were at Bampton, I think. No, it was Gene Holmes' funeral day, I think. And I met a woman that was decorating the church for the Harvest Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I got talking to her, and she said, "Your brother-in-law dropped down dead in my house." And she lives at Bampton now, I think. Where did we meet up again?
You don't remember her name?
No, I can't remember her name. Oh, tell you when we met up with her. When we came to in January to that exhibition at Bampton.
We can trace
her. Yeah, and she was... I'm sure it was her that was helping, a biggish woman. Mm. Big, she helped to She was on the food. Mm. That's right. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. Such a lot of things went on there. Because
the vicar at Bampton then was a chap called Cormac.
Mm.
And he used to play tennis.
Mm.
And there was a tennis court at Bampton Grange.
Mm.
When you leave the mite and go towards Shapton, down a little hill, not very far, and then there was a Cormac's, they had a garage there and a petrol police just behind there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.